I'm really very grateful to Lou Hill for establishing Pacifica and for really inventing listener-supported radio. But I think that Pacifica has changed from Lou Hill's time, that we have a different population that we're broadcasting to, a much larger population.
Hey, listen to KBFA! Why don't you listen to us?
In the summer of 1995, and after 32 years on the air, Bill Mendel's show was canceled, along with a number of other longtime programs.
Since KPFA is listener-supported, I'd like to know why the listeners weren't consulted before these drastic program changes.
We had an incredible amount of listener input. We may not have gone to each and every one of you in this room and said, what do you want?
Why didn't you announce it on the radio?
And I still don't understand how you know who's listening. What is the big click? You said, we know there's a big click, and that means that people are no longer listening to something. I don't understand it.
We don't want a commercial station.
We don't want a commercial station.
I want a station
either.
About the KPFA of 1975.
Everybody wants a piece of it. And because there is nothing else, if people don't have access to anything else, they want to make sure that they keep this. This is theirs. This is their special treasure. And sometimes what they see as individuals in terms of how this station can be used is not necessarily what's best for a larger group of people.
You belong to us. You are responsible to us. You need to work with us. You cannot violate something that is in your hands to preserve. I'll leave it at that.